What did we learn today? We'll get into it in just a moment here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos today. He will be back tomorrow, leading you through the rest of the week and up to CFP semifinals in the Fiesta Bowl and the Peach Bowl on Thursday and Friday night, as well as a full weekend of super wild card football. I don't care. I'm still calling it super wild card weekend. And that's just the way it's going to be. For those that haven't been paying total attention, some of the news of the day includes Ole Miss assistants being allowed, I guess LSU assistants now, being allowed to coach for Ole Miss in the Fiesta Bowl. It was announced earlier this morning that Charlie Weiss Jr., the Ole Miss OC, and running backs coach Kevin Smith to continue coaching for them against Miami this week in the Fiesta Bowl. So that came out this morning just before the show got started. And right after the show got started, not a massive surprise here. The Flus is once again on the loose. Matt Eberflus, no longer the defensive coordinator of the Dallas Cowboys. That was reported by Adam Schefter right around 9 a.m. Eastern this morning. And Diana Russini of The Athletic very quickly following up that report with a report that Brian Flores may be a name on the board for the Cowboys as they look to hire a future defensive coordinator. Again, I just don't see a lot of originality, creativity, forward thinking, innovation in a ton of these names that are being brought up for jobs around the NFL offseason head coaching cycle. And that's why I think it could be a lot of underwhelming hires, especially in places where you can't afford underwhelming hires. You can't. So don't get your hopes up, I guess is what I'm saying. There is a pretty full NBA slate tonight, including Heat, T-Wolves, just after 8 Eastern. Some of these games, not particularly the prettiest. You got the Cavs on the road at the Pacers, only laying 5.5, though. That's an interesting one. Magic on the road at the Wizards, only laying 7.5. Spurs on the road at the Grizz, only laying 5.5. So perhaps some spots to lay some points and feel pretty good about it. Lakers laying 6.5 in New Orleans at the Pelicans. All spots you might want to dig into a little bit, especially if you're betting on the NBA and if you're doing that this season, something that'll take the pressure off some of those picks, an NBA no sweat token, and you can get one today inside the BetMGM app. You'll get your stake back if your bet doesn't hit, up to $1,000 in bonus bets. Download the BetMGM app today if you haven't yet. And if you're looking to bet some NBA action, that's the way to do it, with that NBA no sweat token. So if your bet doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to $1,000 again in the BetMGM app today. Last night, we had the Kevin Durant buzzer beater. We had Steve Kerr getting kicked out of a game. It's always funny to me. It doesn't happen often, but it's funny to me to watch anybody else in the Golden State stratosphere lose their temper the way Kerr did last night, because it almost feels like it's become the purview of just Draymond. Like, everyone else is like, chill, relax, it's calm, everything's good. Doesn't matter how bad things could be going, how bad a call could be, as it was last night on a missed goaltending call. Doesn't matter what's going on. Everybody in a Golden State jersey or a Golden State pullover or anywhere up and down the bench is like, all right, it's all good. We're going to just push forward, because they've just allowed Draymond to be the figurehead for anger. It's like, if somebody's mad, you just let Draymond get mad. But it wasn't him last night. It was Steve Kerr absolutely losing his bleep over a missed goaltending call in that one. So it's just, it's always amusing to me. One bet I do really like, not NBA related, college football related. The more I think about the Oregon-Indiana matchup, what are we talking about Friday night? We're talking about two teams that are really incredibly strong in the trenches, right? Both of them. I guess Oregon had their issues on the offensive line against Texas Tech, but Texas Tech's front seven is really talented. Not that Indiana's isn't. But I the more I look at this game, the more I think we're just going to get good old-fashioned smash-mouth Big Ten football. Yeah, I know, Oregon Big Ten adjacent. Not red-blooded, good old-fashioned American Big Ten. Expanded Big Ten, but still Big Ten. And let's be honest, Oregon doesn't mind playing that way, especially on the defensive side of the ball. So as this thing opened at 47.5 at BetMGM, it's ticked down to 46.5. That's a sign to me. My radar goes off just a little bit. Okay, we got a lot of people betting unders. A lot of people doing it early, bringing the number down a point. Those might be the smart ones. That, get your bet in early on this one. I'm doing it right now. I'll put my money where my mouth is and say I'm on Oregon, Indiana under the 46.5. That is one bet that I've really thought about today in looking at these two CFP semifinal games in the Fiesta and the Peach Bowls. And I really like, I also don't hate Ole Miss catching 3 and a hook. The staff is still intact for the most part. You got the good news about Lacey and Chambliss coming back, assuming Chambliss gets his eligibility waiver. And this team has just been distracted. Zero. Upkiss. Nothing distracts them. And if there's one quarterback left that I think I trust to be able to dodge, dip, duck, dive, and dodge the Miami pass rush, it's Trinidad Chambliss. I've been back and forth on this game over and over and over again, and I'll be honest, I may change half a dozen more times before Thursday night. But right now, I'm really intrigued at Ole Miss catching 3 and a hook against Miami. That's too much, I think. This thing should be closer to a pick 'em, and you're giving me 3.5. So I like Ole Miss. I'll just level with you. I haven't placed that bet yet, but it's one I'm seriously looking at. I have placed the Indiana-Oregon under 46.5. All right. Like I said, we laughed, we cried, we learned some things. The three best moments of the show are three stars of the day.
Three.
Fourth down in overtime. They bring pressure. Lampson throws. End zone. Caught! Touchdown! Miles Sandstead. Snap, hold, kick. Up, good! For a national championship!
Montana State winning the FCS title on a Monday night in January in Nashville. In overtime, the first ever overtime FCS national championship game. And can we just acknowledge for a second that some average, ordinary-looking, everyday kid from Montana State is running around with the name Taco Dowler? I mean, come on. Taco Dowler. What a name. What an end to the game. So, shout outs to Montana State for winning the FCS National Championship in overtime last night against Illinois State. They are our number 3 star of the day. Our number 2 star of the day?
2.
Is that the quarterback that you want to send draft picks to Miami for? Tua has had his moments. Don't get me wrong. What's the record? 34-31 in 4 years? Yeah, you could do worse. You could also do a hell of a lot better, I think. Yeah, I don't think Tua's that guy that you're going to give anything up for. I can't imagine there is a team out there this offseason quarterback replacement cycle who is going to go, yeah, you know what, Miami? Here's some draft picks. I'll take Tua. I'll fix him up. He'll be just right. Mm-mm. Sorry. I'm not buying it. So that is number two for our three stars of the day. Just the fact that, like I've said repeatedly, to go along with the head coaching cycle, I think being underwhelming this offseason, the quarterback cycle is going to be just as underwhelming unless we get something seismic like a Joe Burrow trade. You're going to have to sort through. It's like the $5 DVD bin at Walmart. DVDs aren't even a thing anymore. Why do they still have the $5 DVD bin? You're going to go in there and you're going to find like Dirty Work 2. You didn't even know there was a sequel to Dirty Work. And now you're like, wait, there's a Dirty Work 2? Is that Artie Lang's cousin? Who is it even in this movie? That's what Tua and Kyler and Kenny Pickett and Malik Willis are. They're the $5 DVD bin at Walmart. All right, our number one star of the day.
One.
I had the chance to see him a few weeks ago, oddly enough, when they played on Sunday Night Football against the Ravens as well. And I came away with that game and I was like, whoa, this young player is special right here.
That's Derek Rackley of Westwood One. He'll be on the call alongside Tom McCarthy Sunday night in Foxborough of Patriots Chargers. Waxing poetic about Drake May, and I don't blame him. A lot of us have watched Drake May, specifically in that Sunday night game against the Ravens a couple weeks ago that Derek was referencing there, and gone, dang, he might be the dude. It's hard for us, I think, especially those of us whose favorite teams have been burned by the Patriots over the years, to acknowledge that they may already be back. But as our number one star of the day, thanks to Derek Rackley, we may have to acknowledge that the Patriots are, in fact, back, and that it's with a young, up-and-coming quarterback. We'll find out Sunday night when, of course, they host the Chargers in their super wild card weekend game. I'm Chris Mack. It has been a joy filling in for Nick Kostos today here on You Better You Bet. Got to say thanks to the entire crew. Mike, Dan, Phil, Tyler, Kenny. Shout outs to each and every one of you for keeping me on the rails today. Nick will be back tomorrow, and I will look forward to talking to you guys again soon. Don't forget to take Westwood One Sports with you wherever you're going. Download that Westwood One Sports app, and I'll talk to yins again soon. Abdallah and Black up next here on Westwood One Sports.
That was You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.